federal judge in Texas has blocked a new government rule that would slash credit card late payment charges. It was the centerpiece of Joe Biden's effort to clamp down on junk fees. But Judge Mark Pittman, U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas, on Friday granted an injunction sought by the banking industry and other business interests to freeze the restriction. The regulations would cap late fees for credit card payments at $8, compared with the current late fees of $30 or more. Although a bane for consumers, the fees generated $9 billion last year. Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst, Bankrate.com, a regular guest on our business lunch. Welcome back, Ted. What do you think about this? What should I know about this?
It's really a holding pattern for now. The specific legal argument that the judge ruled on was that there's a challenge to the constitutionality of the CFPB's funding structure, and the Supreme Court is supposed to rule on that next month. And most experts actually seem to believe that the CFPB will remain in place. If it doesn't, that opens up a gigantic can of worms. But based upon the court hearing a few months ago, people think it's going to stay in place. So what that means for this late fee is that then the CFPB would have to appeal that in court. So kind of long story short, we're in a holding pattern for now. Late fees can remain as is, which is up to $30 for the first offense and up to $41 for subsequent offenses within 6 months. There's not that immediate relief that it's not going to come down to $8 right away. But the other important thing is that some banks had already made efforts to raise other fees to compensate for the apparent drop in late fees. And really the unfortunate thing for consumers is that for now, late fees are not coming down, but these other fees may still go up. A lot of that was already set in motion and disclosures had gone out and banks could walk it back, but I kind of doubt it. I actually think that, you know, these higher rates and higher fees could be here to stay. Some examples would be Synchrony Financial and Bread Financial. Those are two big issuers of store credit cards, which actually rely a lot on late fee revenue. They both came out recently and said they're raising interest rates. Synchrony said they're going to institute a $2 a month paper statement fee. That's the kind of fee whack-a-mole that can go on. One goes down, another one goes up.
So if I have a store credit card, I'm not familiar with these two companies you just mentioned, but they might be the issuers of my Macy's card or my Nordstrom card. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're kind of behind the scenes, but they are issuers of a lot of popular store-branded credit cards. And those in particular tend to have a lower income, lower credit score kind of audience. So, you know, you contrast that with a company like American Express. I mean, if you have their platinum card, you're probably a high roller who's spending a lot and paying on time. A company like American Express doesn't make nearly as much from late fees as like a store card issuer. So that's really where a lot of this has been centered. But I think that's the unintended consequence, and that's part of the takeaway for consumers. And we've seen this on other things. We see it play out with, you know, how retailers complain about the cost to process credit and debit card transactions. Well, debit card interchange fees were capped more than a decade ago, and when that revenue stream dried up, banks stopped offering debit card rewards, and they jacked up overdraft fees and ATM fees and made it harder to get a free checking account. Some of the same is playing out now with credit cards. Now, nothing has really changed as of yet, but there is discussion in Congress and in the courts about, well, should these fees be capped? And sometimes it's a little bit of be careful what you wish for, because sometimes there's that equal and opposite reaction that if one fee goes down, another one goes up.
The agency you're talking about is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I don't know if it's the same thing, but it seems to me that this Supreme Court is less interested in granting agency to a lot of the federal government agencies that regulate our lives. They want more the Congress or the market to decide these things, and they don't want to cede all that power to the executive branch. So I'm wondering if they will allow this agency to make that move where they say, no, it can only be capped at $8. I mean, who are they, right? So maybe it should be up to the banks. Maybe Congress should pass a law about that. But one wonders if they will be as amenable to this as I think they should be. And just one other thing about that. If I carry a balance on a credit card, you're already getting 25% or 30%. What's the average credit card rate right now?
The average is 20.66%, but many go higher than that, especially that store card space that we've touched upon. A lot of retailers charge over 30%.
Over 30? Okay, so if I carry $100 over, you're getting 30% on the balance. Lucky you that I didn't pay on time. The reason I didn't pay on time is because I don't have $32 more. Why are you asking for $32 for crying out loud? You've already got 20-30% more coming. I'll stop yelling at you, Ted.
Well, that's at the center of this argument, is that the CFPB and the Biden administration, they say that these late fees are just too high, that it's not costing the bank $30 if you pay 2 days late. And that's why they think the fee should be a lot lower. Now, the banks counter by saying, well, if the fee is too low, then that's not enough of a deterrent, and then people are going to pay late and they're going to skip out on payments. Now, of course, they have other levers they can pull. They can ding your credit, especially if you're 30 or more days late. They could potentially sue you if you're really late.
Freeze my card.
It's possible, yeah. Now, banks say maybe there would be curtailed access to credit, especially for customers that might become less profitable, like lower income, lower credit score kind of folks. It's complicated because the system is set up in this certain way, and if the economics change, that's where banks are kind of scrambling. Like, supposedly, this late fee change could cost them $10 billion a year, and they're looking to make up that $10 billion elsewhere. So that's why we're already starting to hear about other fees going up. It's one of these classic cases of something sounds well-intentioned and consumer-friendly, but it has other ramifications.
Okay. You and I will talk another day about this. I didn't understand all of that. That is, I didn't know all of that. I'm glad that you do, and I appreciate your time, Ted.
No problem. Thanks for having me.